just wanted to say that.
Supervisor Niss?
I'd like to say a couple of things, Chairperson Gage, and then I'd like to make a referral if there are no other comments from my colleagues.
Did you say referral?
Yeah, a direction.
Oh,
a referral. I'd like to make a suggestion.
That's good.
For those who weren't here this morning, we've been discussing referrals extensively lately, but my understanding from counsel is that a motion is not appropriate when we're having a midway report. So we'll think of something creative by the time I get to that part of the language. As you know, we began this discussion last fall when we were discussing the compliance issues, and we've heard from a variety of stakeholders that a safe and direct route to Palo Alto's Arastradero Preserve was a priority. Now, let me say a couple of things about that. Oh, did you take it down again? I'm sorry. I do need to mention something about the Trails Master Plan, because there is both the very literal interpretation, which I know Stanford feels is one that they could provide easily, which would go along Old Page Mill Road. However, the safety features of that are rather dramatically evident, because one must go either across 280, under 280, you must do something in order to cross that particular highway, which, as we've mentioned before, is dangerous. It's an interstate and so forth. And so we've been working very carefully with this. If you can just leave it up, that would be great. You don't need to. You don't. If it'll just stay. Thank you. Good. That I appreciate that. And so while, as you can see, and as you've heard earlier, we've talked considerably about why this mitigation was added and why this was added as a compliance issue. And I would like to say just briefly about the trails, that when they were originally drawn in, which I imagine now, Paul, was about 10 years ago, that these were drawn in somewhat, I'm going to search for the word on this, but hopefully, perhaps, because they tended to follow creeks and so forth. There were a number of issues we hadn't dealt with at that point.
That's correct.
And those are pointed out very clearly in the matrix that staff has put before you. Anyway, as a result of all this, and the early input from all of you, from Stanford, from the stakeholders, and so forth, I went to President Hennessy, and we had a long talk about how we could make a more direct connection to the preserve through this, what's called the service tunnel. We call it the cow tunnel under I-280. And President Hennessy was kind enough to think about this, have conversations, and then say it would be possible to make some portion of the Stanford lands available to meet my request to make that connection to the preserve. And let me say a little more about that, because this is a mitigation for residents at Stanford, there's no question. However, it has very much become a community concern, and there's long been an intent through the Trails Master Plan to connect the more urban part of this area with the hills, and essentially a bay to the ridge type of trail. That's long been a hope of many in the Palo Alto and Los Altos area. Since that time, and since December, my staff, county parks, and the university, along with various consultants that you've heard about, BFK and so forth, have worked hard to better understand what would be required of all of us to make a connection a reality. And, Jim, I particularly appreciate your giving MTC a call and getting their feedback. And I would also add to that that there are a number of problems with using the Caltrans route. And I'm sure you realize that is not only a technical challenge, but BFK feels that we can meet the technical challenge. The far larger challenge is a political challenge. It does go along neighbors' property, and it does have other aspects of working with both a state agency and working with the federal agencies as well to make this happen. So I would particularly like to thank those of you from Stanford and my staff who have been working weekly on trying to make this a reality. And I'm very aware that Stanford feels strongly about incursion into their land. And I appreciate Larry Horton coming forward and mentioning the issues that they've had so far, and I think that keeping the dish open has been an important aspect of handling what has been, you know, an issue regarding access. So having said all of this, what I would like to do is suggest, as I mentioned at the beginning, that we narrow down the options. And if you would make a comment, you know how we're feeling about referrals. Is there another, perhaps give direction? Let's give direction. And perhaps I could get then consensus from my colleagues to do that. We have heard that an environmental or CEQA review is our next step. And given the recommendations we've had today from parks, comments from the stakeholders, the university's concern, I'd like us to begin the necessary CEQA review of a subset of the S1 alignments. And I think the best alignments on that are what is we're now calling the Caltrans right-of-way, the S1E, and the S1B. And I'd also like us to work on the CEQA review for a subset of the C1 alignments that would be C1C and C1B. And with that, let me look at staff and see if that gives you an adequate amount of information to go on, because by August, we need to have an agreement. The trail obviously will not be in place by then, but we need to have an agreement as to where the trails will go, both the S and the C trails. So either from Paul or Tim, if you could comment back that gives you adequate information, and if none of my colleagues object, I would like that to be the direction we go in from here.
Supervisor, the direction is clear, I believe. The timing, however, might be more difficult because we don't have that much control over the environmental process, and so the results might not be ready by August for your consideration. So I didn't want to promise them that not.